I reckon Razor Ray Douglas would love to ride in a Jericho Cup, but unfortunately he's not allowed to. How are you, Razor?
Yeah, good, Matty. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Sorry about the false starts for getting you on for a chat in the last couple of days. We kept bumping you.
It's been like a picnic season. Can't get going.
No, can't get a gig. Can't get a gig.
Can't get a gig, mate. Yeah, shocking.
Now, have you picked up a ride on Saturday at Ballarat?
Yes, I have. Yes. We're going to get to Ballarat, so I've got a ride in the maiden there. So I'm praying it gets a run because there's huge noms, bigger noms than Sandown. So.
Well, I don't think that's a reflection of the popularity of the synthetic. I think it's more of a reflection of the backlog caused by the cancellations going right back since Cox Plate Day when we were supposed to run it. Was it Alex or Yay?
Yeah, Alexander, the first one, and it was underwater, and then we had Dursman underwater, and then Mansfield. Yeah, wet. Ballarat was underwater too, so yeah, it's been a terrible start, but really much has been the year it has been, so... everybody's in the same boat, so you know, there's a buckload of horses, as you say, so 200 men. So,
yeah, you've been a massive player in the jumps in the picnics for a long, long time, for 30 or 40 years, and you've seen the halcyon days and then the tough days as well. And off the back of COVID, which really ripped the guts out of the picnics, and you know the income streams are through gate and on-course selling of beers and hot dogs and all that sort of stuff. And the picnic season missed a lot of that for a couple of years. And now this frustrating stalled start. It's been a really tough couple of years for the picnics, hasn't it?
It's been tough, yeah. I mean, you know, we're not the only ones. COVID affected everybody. But, part of the picnic sort of vibe is we all loved it. Just go and, sit there and have a barbecue on a yacht and that's it. So, didn't sort of see people for ages and, there's plenty of blokes to just go to the races. Haven't got a share in the horse, aren't horse trainers, but just love going to the picnics. And, of course, they, wander up and see if you've got a tip. And nine times out of ten, you give them a tip, and probably two times out of ten, they win. So, it's just one of those things that, we have missed it. We've missed it. Yeah, missed the vibe, I suppose. But hopefully, once we get going again, it'll all be good.
Stack of horses, and the perennials like the Troy Kilgowers are there, and they are sort of heroes in a way to me because they do it for love, not money, because these horses don't earn a lot of it. So do you know where we go after this is a Woolamai transferred meeting? Do you know what the next suite of venues is over the next few weeks?
After Woolamai, probably caught me on the hop because I've just got the socks
on. That's all right. I'll actually get it officially, and I'll
Might be
I think Balnarring's taken the Healesville meeting on, I think, the 10th of December. And then Druin is usually around that period as well. So if for those who are interested, though, I'll actually get it properly and I'll tell them what the upcoming dates actually are. When did you have your first ride at the picnics, Razor?
1975. I'm now 61. I turned 61 the other day. So 61 years young.
Who's older, you or Debbie Weymouth?
Debbie's just a touch older than me. You probably wouldn't like me hear me say that, but she's just a touch older.
Now, you've had a bit of injury over the last couple of years. You had a bit of a cameo last season. Are you going to be able to ride the full season this season?
I've been on a diet, Christian's been on a diet, and I'm flying at the moment, so... any rides on Saturday, 65 kilos, which is pretty good for me at the start of the season. I'll get down a bit lower, but, it's all been good. I had no trouble with the leg. I've been grappled with the way it's been going, so just need a couple of more horses and, away we go.
According to someone just texted through, Woolamai's on the 10th of the 12th. That is the Healesville meeting that they can't
beautiful
host the Christmas meeting.
Yep.
Beautiful, mate. Good to have you back. Razor's back.
Well, I'm back. Don't know if it's big and better, but anyway, I'm back.
All right.
So at the start, when we get to see you at the picnic,
I
might be there,
Saturday. I reckon Woolamai.
Woolamai?
Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah. We'll be there.
Great.
We need a horse. We need one fast enough to win at the picnics, but slow enough to not tempt us at the professionals. So if you can find the right one.
mate, I bought a maiden yesterday. and it's pretty slow, but it's pretty big, but pretty slow. But anyway, a little bit of chore. Noel Destro, what about him? Noel Destro, he's nearly back to the picnic standard.
No, he's going better than he seems to be. Don't you worry about Noel Destro. We'll have a chat about him in about a month's time.
No, I was going to have something on the other day, and I watched it and went, maybe.
Well, it's a good option. Hey, good luck on the weekend, mate, and I'll see you at Woolamore, and I'm looking forward to a lovely, clear run at it this picnic season.
Yeah, I think it'll be sensation once we get going. I know Troy's got something like 38 or 40 horses, so I think Don Dwyer's got a dozen, I think, or 14. So, the two big stables, they run a meeting on their own. So, we're just going to try to get as many horses as we can there and run as many meetings as we can, and that'll be fun for everybody.
Pending weather, this is the diary. Saturday the 3rd, Balnarring, the Christmas meeting. Yes. Saturday the 10th, Woolamai. Saturday the 17th, Yay. And Monday the 26th, Druin. So that's Boxing Day.
Yeah,
and then the 31st is Woolamai again, and then it'll continue all over the eastern and northern side of the state. Razor, ride safe on the synthetic. You don't, it's pretty cushy landing, so don't worry about too much about it. And we'll see you at Woolamai.
Beautiful. Good on you, Matt.
Razor Douglas there.